Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are going to be focusing a bit more on the resource sector and precious metal stocks in particular. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, you and I were chatting off mic about the general choppy nature that we have seen in these markets, not just in gold, but really in every market across the board. I feel like I've already talked that to death, but there is one correlation that we're seeing here. Yes, everything's choppy, but noticing what's happening with the gold stocks and the U.S. equity markets, they really seem to be trading hand in hand. You look at a daily chart, you look at a weekly chart, these two are moving together. And that's one thing that has me a little concerned about a potential washout for the U.S. markets. It probably would pull down the gold stocks, but we have seen a bit of a rebound here. Again, it's this choppy nature, but it's this tied at the hip gold stocks to the broad averages. What are your thoughts on this correlation that's true for right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're seeing, Corey. As far as the gold market is concerned, we've seen the drop, and now we're seeing the chop. The drop was hinged on the U.S. dollar bouncing after becoming very oversold, and the stock market correcting strongly, rolling over into the U.S. election here. And a lot of that's based on this U.S. Fiscal stimulus package that hasn't been passed yet. The Democrats have come back now and presented an aid package worth over $2 trillion, in which they made some concessions to the Republicans, and now it's up to the Senate to do something and get this deal done before the election. And I think that's what we're seeing in the gold price. It held that 850 level. You know, it tested 1850 in overseas trade and in the COMEX, but it is yet to close below 1865. That's a good sign here. So I think all that hinges on this stimulus package, and also on the U.S. dollar, which has come back to backtest its uptrend line, which it broke from April of 2013, where the dollar bottomed, and it's been in an uptrend ever since. So that uptrend line now is being backtested and sold down again. So I think if the market feels that this stimulus package is going to get passed, you're going to see gold get back over 1900 here, which is trying to do right now. But if the market feels, hey, this isn't going to happen until after the election, possibly, then you might see that 1865 level breached on a closing basis, and that brings into play the 1800 level. So, and also we saw in the miners, those levels that we've been talking about for, you know, during this entire correction as being a strong support level, which is the 36, 37 area in the GDX and the 51, 52 area in the GDXJ. Those ranges were tested at the top of those ranges, and they're bouncing from those ranges right now. So we're just gonna have to wait and see what happens. We got the first presidential debate here, which is probably one of the most highly anticipated televised presidential debates in history. So it's gonna be interesting what the gold market does in reaction to that tomorrow.
No doubt we're going to see some short-term volatility, but remember, a lot of that is simply just noise because, well, we know what politics all looks like. You mentioned the stimulus package. It's still not passed, but can't we assume or expect that the stimulus package will be passed at some point?
Yes, but it's just what's it going to look like? You know, what's the package going to look like? As far as I'm concerned, it's going to be at least $2 trillion. So the market is going to, once that is passed, I mean, I see the U.S. dollar, you know, continuing to go down. And let's face it, these central banks, you know, they're pretty much stuck. I mean, for the first time post its history, the Federal Reserve is buying debt issued by blue chip companies like Apple, and as well as junk bonds from riskier companies. So you know that the Fed wasn't designed to do that. You know, they've gone down this modern monetary theory road, and there's no return. So you know, this is all short term noise as far as the gold price is concerned. You know, and it's also healthy noise. You know, that 1800 level being tested would also be healthy, you know, because it would shake out a lot more weak longs and make a stronger base, because there's a really strong support down there at 1800. And, you know, if you take a look at the commitment of traders report, that's been cleaned up a lot. And the sentiment is back down to levels where, you know, which is more bullish for gold. So, you know, this is all short term noise. But it is a great time if you're not, you know, if you're not fully invested in the sector and you have some cash on the sidelines to invest in some miners, this is a good time to put it to work. You know, if you're worried about another drop down to 1800, which you should be, you know, start buying half positions in the companies you like and wait for a possible drop down to that area, which could very well happen.
Okay, so down to 1850, it's still not that far from where we are, even down to 1800. Well, it's less than $100. Is that enough of a washout, enough of a correction for the sector, considering how overbought it got and how many people were waiting for this correction? But in all fairness, how many people were also saying it could drop into the 1700s?
Yeah, I mean, it could 1750 to 1800 is the area that I'm looking at, Corey. I mean, if you take a look at the 200-day moving average, it's rising, and now it's gotten up to over 1725. It's rising toward that 1750 area. So that would coincide nicely with a drop down to test its 200-day moving average. And yes, I believe that would be enough of a correction to wash out, you know, a lot of the weak longs. And because there's, like I said, there's really strong support down there. We had a quarterly close for the first time in history above 1800 in Q2. And I really don't see that area being closed below on a monthly basis.
So, Dave, when it comes to stocks, I know you focus on a lot of the juniors, but we have talked a lot about the majors, and it's actually one of the focuses I have when we move into earnings season here, is to see just how good these majors' earnings will be. What about the juniors, though? What has your attention? What are you waiting for? Because there is still a lot of news coming. I feel like we've said this for the last couple of weeks. We haven't gotten a lot of the drill results that the market really ran higher on.
Yeah, you know, I just got a message from Cal Everett that the drill release, the drill results they just released from Black Pine, said the labs are really backed up. You know, all these companies, they've got all these results at the labs, and it's backing them up, so they're delayed. So that's a part of it. And also, you know, all these financings that have happened over the past few months, you know, they're going to be coming up. Their holding periods are going to be coming off. So, you know, a lot of these companies, you know, they had to issue a half or a full warrant to get financed. So what people generally do is they sell the shares once they become free trading and they hold the warrants. So we have to also consider that. So, I mean, if that coincides with a drop down to 1800 in the gold price, you know, you could see a lot of these juniors have pretty steep corrections, but they would be fantastic buying opportunities in the quality ones. But, you know, I mean, all these companies have cashed up and they do have drill results coming out, or either they're delayed or they're starting to come out. So, yeah, those are all things to consider.
Now, Dave, what's your strategy when a company comes out with drill results? This might be hard to answer considering everything's different, but if they come out with drill results that temporarily disappoint the market, so maybe they're not nearly as high grade or doesn't have the widths there, stocks sell off on the back of that. How do you evaluate that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it all depends on where they're at in the drill program. Are these maiden results? Are these the final results of the program? What's the climate of the market when they're released? You know, if you've got good results released on a day that you like we saw last week when the gold price was down so much and the miners were really getting hit, you know, they're not going to be met with very much enthusiasm. So you have to take all those things into consideration. Also, the cash position of the company. You know, this is a big drill program, and these are just initial results. You know, it's not that big a deal because there's more coming. But if they are final results of a drill program and they're not good, that stock might be dead money for a while if it's a drill play stock, and unless they already have an established resource that they're just de-risking a deposit towards a PEA or towards a pre-feasibility study. That's a different story. If they're infill results, if they're step out results, there's all these things to consider.
Yes, there are. And hey, if anybody has any questions on drill results from any company that we will undoubtedly start to see here fairly soon, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I'll follow up with the company and possibly even run it by Dave next time we chat. Dave, chat with you again next week, buddy. Have a good rest of your week.
Look forward to it, Corey. You too. Thanks.